It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, gang? Everybody having a good day?
Whoop, whoop.
I'm having a wonderful day.
Good.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah, you won the illegal betting competition in the back room.
We do not talk about Fight Club.
I did not win Fight Club.
On this program, and I refuse to acknowledge that you just said that.
Brenton won Fight Club.
Oh, that's right. Rob won Fight Club.
First and last name.
How are we all doing? Did we watch the Olympics last night?
We did.
I'm obsessed.
With?
Well, I went on a deep dive over shooter guy from Turkey who apparently owns a cat.
Why did you go deep dive on Turkey shooter guy?
Because he's hilarious. Okay. He's my second favorite guy next to pommel horse guy.
Have you seen the memes, though? You've seen The Incredibles, right? With Dash the kid.
Oh, yeah.
And they're yelling at him at the track event, like, get second, get second. Well,
what?
So Dash is the kid who's super fast in The Incredibles. They all have superpowers, right?
Yeah,
and
so
they're at the track event, which is just with a bunch of normal kids running track, and they're screaming at him from the stands to slow down, speed up, get second. Well, they're comparing that to Turkish shooter guy saying if he had gotten the gold, everyone would assume that he's a hitman.
Right.
So he had to get silver so that he could still stay undercover as a hitman.
So he didn't get gold?
No, he got silver.
I did read something where the only thing he asks for after he shoots is a place to smoke his cigs.
And a very private, non-disclosed location for him to live.
A pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yes.
Mental.
So good.
No, I'm loving the Olympics. I love it. And last night,
Katie Ledecky. Incredible.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
It's yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Yes.
It's only the day of stuff.
She is not even on the screen with another human being.
Nope.
Well, you know that before she started competing in the Olympics, they didn't even have a women's 1500 meter.
Is it true that her uncle owns the New York Islanders?
That I don't know.
I think I heard that this morning on the news, that her uncle, she comes from some wealth. Not that that's a problem. I mean, who cares? But her uncle owns the New York Island. Dan, can you look that up?
Yes.
She has become the most decorated American woman in Olympic history.
She has the most golds in women's Olympics.
Her uncle, John Ledecky, is a businessman and co-owner of the NHL team New York Islanders.
He's a hockey guy.
She also has a gold in just about every single swimming event for the freestyle.
Right, and we asked this yesterday, Sam. With that victory last night, she joined fellow American Michael Phelps as the only swimmers of any gender from any country to win 4 gold medals in the same event, I believe. She's absolutely incredible. I don't think anyone will ever catch her. If you look at the record board, have you seen it?
Literally and figuratively.
The entire record board in history of women's swim, the first like 25 are all Katie Ledecky.
She has the top 25 world record times for the 1500 meter freestyle swim.
And how did the women gymnastics do last night? Did the individuals? Did they compete last? Was it last night?
We had two Americans. Yes. It was yesterday during the day. We had two Americans on the podium. One got gold. That would be the assumed
gold winner.
We're
not ruining anything. It was yesterday.
No. And one got silver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
I know. I'm so excited. I will say this. I always, every 4 years, have a little bit of a, it's kind of like when KU basketball season's over and we've got a long way to go for my other favorite sports. I feel like after gymnastics is over, I'm like,
Well, we still have track and field.
We still have track and field, and we still have pommel horse guy this Saturday, and I'm super excited for that.
And there's still more fencing.
Right. Dan, what is it with you and the fencing?
I just think it's one of the coolest things.
Did you see Snoop Dogg trying it? That was actually funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Didn't an American win yesterday?
Yes, the American women won for the very first time the team foil gold.
What, What's foil?
There are three different types of weapons used in fencing. There is the foil, there is the épée, and then there is the saber.
Dan,
mm-hmm.
Did you watch all of this prior to this Olympics, or did you just happen to deep dive on the whole fencing thing this Olympics?
No,
Did you play with a lot of Legos when you were a kid?
I've known about fencing for a very long time. I dabbled with it a little bit in my early 20s.
Wait a minute. You dabbled with fencing?
Well, yeah.
Which one? I mean, there's three.
Well, there's three weapons within the
Saber, or were you foil?
You know, I did not get that far to start choosing different ones, but I did go to some trainings and practices.
Here in Kansas City?
No. This was in South Carolina.
Okay.
There was like a little
fencing club. Fencing is very popular.
Okay. Fencing club at the university there. And I jumped in for a little while just to try it out because I had a roommate who was also into it.
You took a stab at it?
I took a stab.
Wow. Okay, that's great.
Wow. I'm going to see myself out.
No, please, that was actually pretty good. I was impressed.
Did you slash the competition?
I am going to post this on our station pages.
I see your point.
One, enough.
Get out.
One of the right funniest now. Things I have seen during these Olympics, it's like a spoof, but not, called the Elite Average Games. Okay, the Elite Average Games, and it showcases sliding in your socks across a slick floor.
I'm in love.
The belly flop, like stuff that we could all do, and mm-hmm. It's in this hilarious video called the Average Olympic Games. Instead of fencing, it's towel snapping at one another.
the sock slide.
Yes, and the commentators are being dead serious. Well, that's going to be a 10-point deduction. It is one of the funniest things I have seen.
No, and they do the towel snap, and then the poor guy who lost. There's the belly flop.
There's a belly flop with someone throwing a tennis ball on the diving board and these huge, big, fat guys in shorts trying to catch the tennis ball. You know, just stuff that we could all do.
Right.
Because let's be honest, Dan, even you can't fence, and I certainly cannot do any gymnastics.
Not on the Olympic level, that's right.
But without breaking a hip, that's not happening.
The Elite Average Games.
There have been jokes just taking a regular average human and putting them in, say, the pool, so we can kind of really judge how fast these swimmers are going.
Or I'm all for it.
How long Joe Schmo can hold the iron cross on the rings.
I'm all for it. It would be 0.0 seconds.
There's no way.
You would dislocate his shoulder
You would tear your bicep.
There is no way I could Jesus Christ myself.
Yeah.
On those.
Because think about it, Scott. Let's say the gymnast's average weight is 165 pounds.
You need a ladder just to get up there.
Correct. Let's say the average gymnast weight is 165 pounds.
Okay.
They are suspending arms out 165 pounds. It is the length of their entire body weight mm-hmm. on their bicep. I mean, how do they do that?
Strong. Well, have you seen the upper body of these swimmers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not making fun of them because
it's the triangle body shape. It's the swim. Yeah. It's especially the flyers. They are shaped differently.
They're incredible athletes.
It's the upside down Dorito.
But yes.
Yes.
I mean, their upper body, their shoulder and what are these called?
The
lats. Are so malproportioned.
Pectorals, yeah.
They don't look normal.
Mm-hmm.
Even my friends who swam competitively in high school and college that are now our age still have that a little bit of that physique.
Really?
Where you can tell they've got the, especially those who were flyers.
What about your kids? I mean, your kids were swimmers.
The baby definitely has that physique.
Where he's got upside down Dorito?
He was a flyer and a backstroker, and you can tell. He is wide across the shoulders.
What's interesting is that there's just so many different body sizes and types across the Olympics. You know, you've got the Turkish shooter. And then you've got Alana Maher.
Do not make fun of him.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
He is my hero.
Well, I know. But I'm just saying there are different types. And then Alana Maher with the rugby sevens, she's astonishing.
Did anybody get the Turkish guy a marble?
He went home to his cat last night. Did you see that?
No.
He has a cat. No, for real. He has a cat.
Probably poured some tea. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.